Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be finding out about an exciting program where you can do good for the community as you enjoy Pints for a Purpose at Bowie Beer. What is Bowie Beer's Pints for a Purpose and how they interact with the community? That's the topic of the show today, and I'll be introducing my guests in just a moment. First, I want to say that with so much gratitude to all of you who've already called in for our pledge drive. And I want to also tell you that today in the studio, right now, I have two brand new thank you gifts from Good to Go. If you don't know about Good to Go, then you'll definitely want to know because this amazing deli owned by Dan and Heidi just opened in the old Danish Maid in downtown Astoria. They have donated two $15 gift certificates, which Susan says we can let you all have for a $60 membership. Yesterday, I stopped in. They have sandwiches. They have soups. They have salads. And they have a fabulous flourless chocolate torte. So you definitely want to know about Good to Go in downtown Astoria. So call 503-325-0010. If you would like to get one of these $15 gift certificates, and we'll talk about that a little later on as well. And now let's move to the program, Talk of Our Towns, with my guests. In the studio, I have Dave Croning. Dave is the co-owner and president of Bowie Beer. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So thrilled you're here. And I also have Christina Carey. Christina is not only the owner of Pilot House Distilling and Grumpy Dog Shrub Company, but she is with an organization called Wiglin Home Boxer Rescue.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Christina. Absolutely. Excuse me. Before we start talking about Bowie's Pints for Purpose and all the ways that you, your staff, and the community work together for the benefit and good of the community, Dave, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Sure. I've been here in Astoria for about 4 years, from the East Coast originally, but my brother-in-law, Luke Colvin, is one of the co-founders of Bowie Beer and had an idea to have a new business that had a good impact on the community, could create a bunch of good jobs, and so convinced me to come out here and get going on this crazy brewery idea.
What was your background? Had you been involved in brewing?
Yeah, I had worked at a brewery for a little while and also a beer distributor, so I had a little bit of knowledge, had a degree in business, and so he thought I might be a candidate to help him get this off the ground. Right before this, I'd been living in Denver for a while and wasn't able to get a job in the beer industry like I had hoped, so enjoyed some marketing jobs and skiing for a few years in between the East Coast and here.
So Bowie really is a family business.
Yeah, we have lots of, you know, not just our family, but we have a ton of employees who probably more than is ideal that are married or dating, and we have lots of good connections all throughout the business.
That's great. And you like Astoria?
I do like Astoria and the people.
I'm so glad to hear that. And Christina, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
We moved here about 6 years ago from Nashville, Tennessee. There was no thought of opening a distillery when we moved here. After a couple years, my husband started going to classes for fun on distilling, just on a whim.
Classes and here? There were classes actually happening here?
No, they were in Denver. There were some in Seattle. He just went all over and did classes and really enjoyed them and realized that this was his passion and just kept moving forward, and we opened Pilot House Distilling.
But what made you decide to move to Astoria, Oregon from Nashville, Tennessee?
We randomly picked Astoria. We knew we were going to move out here to Oregon, but I didn't want to be in Portland. I didn't want to live in a big city. And so Larry just kind of randomly picked Astoria, and we got lucky.
And then after serendipitous, and then after you'd been here for a couple of years, he started researching spirits, and he decided that the two of you together would start Pilot House Distilling.
Yep.
Well, we're going to find out more about that when we start talking about what Pilot House Distilling does. And we're going to learn about shrubs today, too, from you, which is great. Dave, why don't you take us back a little bit and talk about how long Bowie Beer has been open and how that was established and your location?
Sure. So I guess the original story was Luke also owns Arbor Care Tree Specialists, who do arbor care work across the North Coast and into Washington here. And one of his clients down in Seaside was a retired guidance counselor and had also a passionate home brewer. So he'd been home brewing for about 40 years and was specializing in some traditional European lagers and those styles of beer. And so Luke somehow was able to schedule his appointments to end around Dan's garage, because Dan always had good, tasty things to hang out with. And so Dan Hamilton, one of our other founders, became part of that team initially to really focus on those styles of beers and grow those. So after a whole lot of things happened, we got a bunch of investors, a ton of them here in Clatsop County, and were able to open to the public in February of 2014, kind of as a soft opening with just our tap room. And then we got the whole brewery, the whole restaurant, everything going that May.
And I know when you talk to anyone about Bowie Beer, they always say, oh, I love being able to see the sea lions. What are they talking about for people who haven't been to Bowie Beer? Why don't you explain that?
Sure. So that probably brings in our fifth founder. The last person of that core team was Andrew Bornstein. As Luke met him in Rotary here in Astoria, was looking for a building. And I think Andrew said, my family has an old fish cannery on a dock in the river there. But you won't want to use it because the pilings are going to be too run down. It's not going to be a good fit for anything you need. That's why we moved out of it. So Luke went down with an engineer and called him the next day around noon and said, hey, the pilings look good. We're good to go. Why else can't we do this? And Andrew gave him a few reasons and Luke proved them all wrong. And so Andrew said, all right, let's do it. So we're in the old Bornstein Fish Cannery. It's about a 95-year-old fish cannery that was originally the Northwest Fur Breeders and then turned over to the New England Fish Company of Oregon. And then the Bornstein Seafoods had it from the 80s till 2006 when they built their new facility. So when you walk in, you see views of the river, the old fish cannery ambiance, if you can call it that, for a fish cannery. And then we also have a glass floor where you can see the sea lions playing down underneath.
And you have grown to the point where you actually have 98 employees now?
Yeah, it's peak season, so this is kind of pushing that 100 mark, which is the most we've had. We've just been growing well over the last few years. People have been supporting us, and it's been a little bit crazy, but lots of fun.
And let's talk about then how you decided to start the program Pints for a Purpose and engage with the community in other ways as well.
Sure. So one of the focuses and the reason Luke was looking to start another business was he wanted to have a bigger impact on the county, the town. It's where he grew up, and he loves this place a ton and wants to have a great impact, whether that's creating a whole bunch of jobs or to do other things outside that. So after we got on our feet a little bit and kind of saw that things were working out, we started saying, okay, what can we do now to have an impact on all these people who are coming in and helping us out? And that was one of the ways that we thought we'd be able to, okay, let's pick a beer that maybe rotates around and donate a dollar to some local organizations to help them out.
All right. So essentially, Pints for Purpose is it's not an event, but every quarter, Bowie Beer, your employees, your staff, you all get together and you pick a worthy charity.
Yeah.
And then you match the beer to the charity. And for 3 months, people who drink that beer are contributing to the charity. And in the past, some of the charities have been...
Yeah, so we started in January of 2016, so we're in our second year doing it. The first organization, actually our offices, were next to the North Coast Watershed Association. And so we worked with them. They helped redo salmon habitat and just general watershed type issues. So we worked with them to start. And let me pull up my list here. And then we had been doing the Relay for Life. So the next quarter we did the American Cancer Society. And then we started really focusing on Clatsop County type organizations. So we did the Wildlife Center of the North Coast out in Olney that works with the bird rehabilitation. We did Breast Friends of Oregon during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then this year we've done Oregon Fallen Badge Foundation. We talked to Astoria Police, was who we wanted to work with, and asked how they would like the support to come. And that was their suggestion. That organization works with officers who've been killed in the line of duty. So that was a great one to work with. And then last quarter, we did the harbor here in town.
Well, what I love is that you actually have a couple of programs. You have programs where you work, you go out and actually physically volunteer. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Where you go out and volunteer in the community and do clean up things like you did at Shively Park. And then you have the Pints for a Purpose, which anyone can participate in. All you have to do is go into Bowie and drink some great beer, pick the beer that is matched to the charity of that quarter. So you're focusing on people, on wildlife, on the environment, and wild cards. And so now we have Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue. So Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue is the Pints for a Purpose charity of this quarter, which ends at the end of September. And there's actually an event. So Christina, why don't you talk about Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue and explain a little bit about that.
Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue on Saturday from 2 to 5 will be at Bowie Beer. It's an adoption event, so we'll have boxers for adoption there, volunteers to learn about Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue, lots of boxers. People will bring their boxers in general. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can drink some beer for the pints for the purpose. Wiggling Home was established July 2016, and in just that year, we've saved 186 boxers.
And it's really kind of in the states of Idaho, Montana,
Washington, and Oregon.
And Oregon. Okay, great. So this Saturday from 2 to 5 at Bowie Beer, you can not only drink great beer and contribute to Pints for a Purpose for the Wiggling Home Boxer Rescue, but you can also meet boxers. You can meet local people who have boxers. And you said there will be four for adoption, but you think two might already be adopted.
We're hoping.
Okay. So how did you get involved with boxers? And because you also own, and I asked Christina about this before we went on the air, so explain about Grumpy Dog Shrub Company, because I said, oh, is that named after your boxer? And you said,
no, it is named after my 14-year-old English bulldog who's very grumpy. That's where the name originated.
Because boxers aren't grumpy.
They are not. They are big babies.
Why are boxers so fascinating to you? And now you've become a boxer fan. Explain a little bit about boxers for people who don't know.
They have so much personality. I have two boxers, and my boxer, Tucker, he is an emotional mess. I mean, he's like a teenage girl in a boy's body. He throws fits. He gets mad. He gets his feelings hurt. And then we have our rescued boxer, Layla, who is crazy as all can be. And, you know, I think boxers a lot of times have this, you know, people think that they're too hyper. And that's not the case. They're just as willing to lay on the couch and sleep all day as they are to go for a run. They're great.
All right. So the Boxer Rescue was the Pints for a Purpose charity. And let's talk a little bit about how you established Pilot House Distilling, because I think people are really interested in that. I mean, we have these amazing things happening in Astoria right now with, I mean, you can get something delicious to drink almost on every corner.
Right.
So you established Pilot House Distilling. You opened your doors.
We opened our doors 3 years ago. It was around the same time as Bowie opened. Things have been going really well. We're busier and busier every year. We're finding more and more that it doesn't really slow down. Astoria has definitely become a tourist town all year round. So it's been good.
So the Pilot House Distilling is a tasting room.
Correct.
Where you can not only taste what you have, and let's talk about what you actually offer at Pilot House Distilling.
We do several vodkas, which are infused. We do two gins. We do an aquavit, which is, we collaborate with Chris Holen at Baked Alaska. We do a Thundermuck coffee liqueur. Rum, which has been bourbon barrel based for over 2 years. We do a whiskey. We also do canned Bloody Marys, which were the first in Oregon to can a cocktail.
And people can only buy some of these things. Like, let's say and we'll talk more about shrubs after the break here, but people can only buy the canned Bloody Marys at Pilot House Distilling.
Correct. Our first run, we sold out in 6 weeks. So right now we're out. We'll be canning again next week. But the first run, they were going so fast, we couldn't release it to the Oregon Liquor Control because we were selling them so quickly out of the tasting room.
And the good thing is that you're open 7 days a week.
We are.
What are your hours at Pilot House?
Monday through Saturday, we're open 12 to 6 and Sunday 12 to 4.
Okay, great. So if you, and when do you think you'll have the Bloody Marys, the canned Bloody Marys again?
And hopefully a week and a half.
Oh, great. Okay. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about delicious things to drink and wonderful ways to help the community with Bowie Beer's Pints for a Purpose, wherein every quarter they pick a worthy local nonprofit and match it to a beer. You drink the beer, and for every beer that you drink, a dollar goes to that nonprofit, which is great. They also have other things that they do in the community with their staff, which is about 98 people right now. I also want to mention that if you're just now tuning in, that this is our KMUN Coast Community Radio Fall Pledge Drive. And today in the studio, I have two gift certificates, which you can have for a $60 pledge. You can get a gift certificate for $15 at Good to Go, which is a brand new, wonderful house-made deli items. Heidi and Dan have opened in the old Danish Maid space, and they have soups to go, sandwiches to go, salads to go, cookies, and an incredibly delicious flourless chocolate tort that you would find at any fine bakery or establishment in any major city. It's amazing. So please call us for a $60 membership. You can get this $15 gift certificate for Good to Go right in downtown Astoria. And it's 503-325-0010. And one other quick announcement, Astor School is having their rummage sale from 9 to 3. And I think Terry is going to announce that at the end of the program again this Saturday. Really important to help support the library. And Terry will give you more information about that at the end of the program. So now let's go back to talking about spirits and this program. But I want to kind of learn a little bit more about Pilot House Distilling, because you work with Bowie Beer. In fact, Bowie has just created a beer for you. Is that correct?
Not on that side, but we do serve all their products at our restaurant there. So we have a full bar in addition to the beers that we make. And actually, from the beginning, we became friends pretty quick. You can imagine beer and spirits get along fairly well, at least in this town. And so Larry and Christina have actually come over. We also use the shrubs from Grumpy Dog Shrub as mixers in our cocktails. So our cocktail list is, I would say, dominated by Larry and Christina's awesome creations, because they taste great. And so they've come over, worked with our bartenders to develop some specialty recipes, some of their favorites, and we've put them on the menu there.
I thought you said you created an anniversary beer.
That was with Columbia River Coffee Roasters.
Oh,
so
okay.
We did a beer with them, and then they also used the Thunder Muck to make their coffee liqueur.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. So, Christina, maybe some of our listeners aren't familiar with shrubs. Why don't you explain, how did Grumpy Dog Shrub Company come to be, and what do you do?
Grumpy Dog shrubs are drinking vinegars. So they are used as mixers for cocktails, seltzer water, club soda, something bubbly. It's a healthier alternative to a sugary juice or soda. They're apple cider vinegar based. A lot of people don't know what they are. But once they try them, they're usually pleasantly surprised.
And they have different flavors. Like, explain some of the flavors, because I love them. I think they're delicious. I just put a few drops in water.
Exactly.
And it's just tasty, and it's really good for your digestion.
It is. Yeah, we do a grapefruit one, raspberry, mandarin habanero. Our most popular is the tomatillo jalapeno. That one we started for Bloody Marys and margaritas, but a lot of people like to cook with that one. So fish tacos, oysters, guacamole, they put it in pretty much anything.
So when people come into Pilot House Distilling, they can buy the Thunder Muck coffee liqueur. They can buy, I mean, everything that you have there, they taste it, and then you sell them bottles.
Correct.
And so they can buy the Bloody Marys when you get them in. They can buy the shrubs, the drinking vinegars, all of that you have for sale there.
Correct. And we also have our Bloody Knuckles Bloody Mary mix that we use in the cans. We sell those by the bottle.
Okay.
And it's just the mix.
Didn't you just win an award for something?
We came, participated in the Portland Bloody Mary Festival on Sunday, and we were runner-up. So we didn't win, but it was still good to be recognized.
No, runner-up is excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
we
fantastic.
Were excited.
What do you think, Dave, the listening audience may not know about how a brewery works? Because I ask you about, well, how many beers do you have typically on tap? And then are you making new beers all the time? Could you explain a little bit about how that works.
Sure. So we were lucky with the way we were able to start is that we were able to have a larger production size brew house as well as a smaller kind of test pilot brew house, as we call it. And what that allows us to do is focus on the beers that we're already distributing that we put in bottles and cans. So the IPA, the Czech Pilsner, and then some new ones we just started packaging like the Cream Ale or the Northwest Red. That kind of go out all over the state. And then what the brewers really love, and we do as well, we get on the pilot system and we try new things. So any idea that they have, we get to test it out, make, you know, 6 to 10 kegs of it. And so we're not making a huge batch of it and then deciding, oh, that wasn't really the best beer, which truthfully we haven't had very many of those because our brewers are talented, but gives an opportunity to have new beers on tap, let people experience all different styles that are based kind of all over the world and try different ingredients. Another program actually that we've just started doing is we've had with the 98 employees, we have, as you can imagine, all varying levels of beer knowledge and beer skills. But we let any of the employees that have an idea about a beer come to the brewers, say, hey, I have this idea on a flavor or a beer I saw somewhere else in the country or something like that, and work with the brewers to develop a recipe. And then they actually get to come and brew it with the brewers. So we call them the Team Bowie beers because it could be a dishwasher, it could be a line cook, it could be our accounting manager. They get to come and learn about beer. We love it because it's important for us to have everybody knowledgeable about beer, where it comes from, how it's made. And it's one thing to see it on a piece of paper or watch a video about it. It's a whole nother thing to actually dump the malt into the kettle and see how everything goes.
So you have these ongoing beers that you always have on top, and the ones that you can that are for distribution everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then you're experimenting. And so at any given moment, you can go into Bowie and you can find a beer that just was an idea that one staff member had. And you have that for a short period of time. And if it becomes really wildly successful, then maybe you'll say, maybe we should really invest in this one and make this one, right, one of the ones you would have all the time.
Yeah, in our short history so far, the best example is probably Cucumber Goza. And a Goza is kind of a tart beer. It's not quite that sour, but it's a little bit of a tart beer that we put cucumbers in. And so I think this was last summer, one of our brewers, Austin, came up with the idea and we brewed that beer, and people really loved it, but we hadn't really brewed too many beers a second time on the pilot side, if any at all. And so this summer we had a whole bunch of people kind of ask about it. So we said, all right, we'll do another batch of it. And then they asked for it again. And so we ended up scaling that one up to the bigger system and brewing a much larger batch that we were able to send around to some festivals and have in the tap room all summer long.
That's right. You all are always entering things in festivals and competitions.
Yeah, it's a great way to get your beer out there. And at the festivals, people, you know, just try little samples. And so they get to know the brewery and see what you have going on. So
what I think is wonderful is not only has Bowie been very successful, but I love that you're so caring and engaged with the community. And we're going to go back to Pints for a Purpose and talk about the Boxer event on Saturday. But I also want you to mention that you have volunteer programs where you're actually physically going out and doing things. And you have one coming up September 23rd. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So as part of a year and a half ago when we got the Pints for Purpose program started, we had been doing some events pretty informally. Just when we had an idea, we'd try and go out and do it and organize our staff to go volunteer and do something like that. But hadn't been organized very well. And then at the beginning of the year, one of our longtime servers, she was with us since we opened, Melissa Lotti, said she was interested in kind of organizing it and formalizing it a little bit. So she's kind of headed that up, which has been a big help, having someone dedicated to making things happen. And so now we're doing monthly events where we, you know, the Pints for Purpose is kind of the monetary side, where, you know, anybody who doesn't have time to go out and volunteer can still help out by drinking a beer and
all year long, all year long. You can do Pints for Purposes all year long.
As long as you want at the bar, right? But then we have this thing where people who want to get out and physically do some work, or if you know you don't drink beer, here's another way to get involved. So the two we've done, or the three we've done so far, we did a Riverwalk cleanup on Earth Day with Solve Oregon, who we'll talk about here in a minute. We did a Shively Park cleanup to help out with the Parks Department, who doesn't have the chip-in program going. So we went and cut down some ivy and helped clean up that park. And then we last month did the Wildlife Center of the North Coast and helped them remove some fence and clean up some brush and whatnot out in Olney there. And then upcoming on September 23rd, we're going to partner with Solve again to do a fall beach and river cleanup from 10 to 1 at Fort Stevens. So, and as a little incentive to try and get people out, we're also giving out free beer and root beer coupons.
Okay, great. So beer and root beer coupons on Saturday, September 23rd for Solve. And let's go back, Christina, to the Boxer event. Let's explain that that this quarter's charity is Wiglin Home Boxer Rescue. And on this Saturday from 2 to 5 at Bowie, what's going to happen?
We'll have boxers to adopt. We'll have volunteers to educate people on the rescue. If you can't make it on Saturday, if you go to wiglinhomeboxerrescue.org, you can see our adoptable boxers that maybe didn't make it. You can fill out a volunteer application. We're always looking for foster homes. Maybe you can't commit to a boxer right now, but you want your boxer fix. You can always do a foster home situation. But we're always looking for volunteers.
Okay. And Wiglin Home Boxer Rescue is a fairly new organization. You've already been incredibly successful. Sounds like boxers have a bright, fun energy.
They do.
And you're smitten. You now have two of them. You didn't before. So it's obviously working. The boxers are great dogs. And
they are.
Dave, any last things you'd like the listening audience to know as we kind of wrap up the show here?
I just encourage everybody to come out, even if you couldn't actually adopt a boxer. Still come out, see if you're interested to get involved. If you like any dogs, you'll love boxers. And all the people involved in Wiglin Home, they might be a little crazy about boxers, but it's for a good cause, and they do good work. So I'd encourage you to come out and help
out. Well, it's going to be fun. One of the things, I know families, I see a lot of families at Bowie Beer, because the food is delicious, and obviously you can see the sea lions. So are you looking at Saturdays 2 to 5 as a family event?
Oh, definitely.
Good.
Yes.
So come out and meet boxers. Christina, any last things you'd like the listening audience to know that we maybe haven't talked about?
My main thing was just getting people to the website and getting our name out there to see what we do. And if you can volunteer, it'd be great.
Okay, great. Well, now we have these wonderful members of the community, Dave and Christina, Bowie Beer and Pints for a Purpose. We also have Grumpy Dog Shrub and Pilot House Distilling, and you also have a heart for the community. So thank you both so much for what you're doing. And next time I go to Bowie Beer, I'm gonna participate in Pints for Purpose. Like, what's the program? I wanna do this. I wanna contribute.
And you'll adopt a boxer this weekend?
Now that I'm not totally sure about, but you never know. Life is strange and mysterious. Anyway, thank you both so much. And again, a reminder that we have a gift certificate for $15 for a good-to-go, brand-new, wonderful deli with homemade soups and sandwiches and salads and a flourless chocolate torte, which is divine. So for a $60 membership pledge, you can have that. And my gratitude, and I think, Terry, you're going to announce more about the Astoria Elementary Rummage Sale this weekend. Good. My gratitude to Terry Wilson, engineer extraordinaire, and thank you so much, Michael Brun, for the local, the wonderful original theme music for this program. Mike is a local talented banjo instructor here in town. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the things that are going well in your life, there will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.